legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods. You're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Dan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is Betty Martini, and we're going to be talking about aspartame. And basically, this is something we should keep talking about all the time, because aspartame is a poison. It was developed initially as a biological warfare agent. So it breaks down into methanol and certainly in formaldehyde. So why do we give it to people? Well, very simply, because it does damage to them. And there really is a genocidal program out there being facilitated at the highest levels of our government throughout the world to gradually destroy the health of the not only the American people, but people throughout the world. And so basically, it's so difficult for people to believe that. I mean, if that's true, why doesn't the media tell us? Well, very simply, because the media is controlled. If this is true, why don't the doctors tell us? Because the doctors, frankly, don't know. Being a physician, I can tell you, I've been to medical meetings over a period of 60 years. I've never once heard the truth about aspartame that you're going to hear this morning from Betty Martini. So, Betty, you pick up the story and explain to our listeners why they are being poisoned, why they should not use aspartame or MSG, and certainly the very real dangers of these products, which are certainly present, at least the aspartame. Some people estimate in about 5,000 food products in America. That's why you've got to learn how to read the labels. Remember, lots of times they'll hide aspartame by calling it natural flavoring. But go right ahead, Betty.
Okay, well, aspartame is now thought to be in about 14,000 products because it's in food and drugs. But what is so bad is that in many cases it's not labeled or to be under natural flavors, or this new deal where dairy people ask the FDA to allow 17 dairy products without proper labeling. So you really do have to read the label to know. Now, as far as one of the reasons that we do this is because so many people think if it's FDA approved, then there must be safety in it. And of course, this was not the case with aspartame. They tried to indict them. They tried to revoke the petition for approval. And even after they got it approved, people were getting so sick from it that there were 3 congressional hearings. So it's never been proved safe. It was listed with the Pentagon in an inventory of prospective biochemical warfare weapons submitted to Congress. And all you have to do is just look at the records. They're all a matter of public record on my website, which is mpwhi.com. You'll see some of the videos. You can read the congressional hearings over and over and over again on how deadly it is. And what does it cause? Well, Dr. Roberts wrote a medical text on it, and it's as big as the New York Phone Directory, and it goes from MS to lupus, birth defects, and the worst thing the FDA did when they took SADS with the manufacturer was that they agreed not to let the public know about the teratology studies, which showed neurotube defects, which is autism, spina bifida, cleft palate, and this sort of thing. So now we know why we have an epidemic in autism. It's very serious. This is not like, well, I get a headache once in a while. These problems with aspartame are killing people. And, in fact, Dr. Roberts and Dr. Blaylock have written papers on sudden cardiac death due to aspartame, the reason why so many of the athletes are dropping dead. And they, you know, they say, well, you're diabetic, use it. It actually precipitates diabetes. It simulates and aggravates diabetic retinopathy and neuropathy. It destroys the optic nerve, causes diabetics to go into convulsions and even interacts with their insulin. So that's why we have an epidemic of diabetes. So you have all these different problems that are being caused by it, and now they're trying to lessen the labeling because they know people, that the word's out, and they don't want people to know that they're getting it.
And I think that you must understand, ladies and gentlemen, that they are poisoning the American people. The evidence is all there, certainly. Other people who tried to speak out against this, and they've gotten into all sorts of problems. The FDA actually blocked the use of aspartame for many years, didn't they? Because the scientists there knew how dangerous it was?
Yes, actually it was approved in 1974, and then that's when the FDA found out about all the different studies and the fraud going on. So they told them not to market it. Now, as far as whether they did or not, I think a lot of it was already on the market because I lived across the street from the man who built the Augusta plant here in Georgia. And he told me, he said they were selling it before it was approved. And he said he almost died from it. And so we really just don't know. But then they revoked the petition for approval. And that's when Searle came in and filed suit. And as far as the task force, this shows you that the whole FDA knew that it was fraud. But once it was on the market, it's very difficult to get it off. And the complaints were so strong that the FDA finally admitted in congressional hearings they were sending the complaints to the AIDS hotline. They just couldn't take that many complaints. And it's like you say about being a poison. Dr. Bowen wrote the FDA and said, this is mass poisoning of the American people and over 70 countries of the world. It's just like putting poison in the water.
And is it used then throughout Europe and England as well?
Well, it is today. Now, it was banned in Romania because it causes cancer. That was one place. And they tried to get it banned in England. And one of our doctors actually went over there. Now, for a while, it was not in Italy, because I know someone who lived there. And they said that they used to have a joke that if you want to get embalmed, go to America. But eventually, it became standard, so they could standardize Diet Coke, Light Coke, and such. And so now it's in over 100 countries of the world.
And basically, ladies and gentlemen, it is in Diet Coke. It is in bad tempting. It's in chewing gum. We'll be back in a moment. We have a question to comment.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest this morning, Betty Martini. If you have a question for Betty, our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Betty says this is in 14,000 products today. They'll hide it, calling it natural flavoring and something else. But this it really cumulatively increases cancer, decreases fertility, affects your thyroid, affects your osteoporosis, so many of the functions of your body. And they know that this actually is unhealthy for the average individual. Certainly, there's no safe dose of methanol, and yet, of course, this breaks down into methanol. And basically, this affects your brain, personality. They're poisoning the American people, and there's some people that just drink, literally cases of Diet Coke and Diet Pepsi, because aspartame is an addicting product, and people are addicted to something that's going to kill them. Well, Betty, you've been on the front lines of this battle for a long period of time. Are we making any progress at all?
Well, yes, we are. We've gotten to the point that all the people kept doing studies and more studies, and so people have gotten the news. But the arrogance of the European Food Safety Authority on doing a review on aspartame is that they have said that it was safe. And I wondered how in the world they could do that with all the studies showing cancer and strokes and heart attacks, as they actually eliminated all those studies. 82 studies showing aspartame toxicity, they just threw out and said unreliable, and used the industry studies, which have to be fixed. You cannot do a study on an absolute poison and get safety. They tried it in original studies. They got caught, the reason they were trying to indict them. So this has gone on for so many years that the one thing we have done is gotten people educated all over the world. And most people, if you talk to them, they know that it's bad. But something you said that is so important is that doctors don't have a clue, is that they don't know that when a patient comes in and has an aspartame seizure, he would give them anti-seizure medication, and it won't work because it interacts with all anti-seizure medication. And that's really the problem. Now, with all this time elapsed over the last 20 years, some doctors are finding out, and they are really putting out the word. But we have to get it off the market because I've even spoken to doctors that are addicted to it, and they don't want to get off of it. So we've made a lot of progress in education. But as I was telling one physician, somebody needs to write a book for medical students when they get out so that they will be apprised of this until we can get it off the market.
Well, there's all sorts of books out there, but Dr. Roberts' book is so big. I mean, it's just 1,000 pages. We need something that's very, very brief and short. Is there anything, a very short, brief book on the dangers of aspartame?
Dr. Roberts, before he died, did write another book. It's very small, and it's just page after page, getting to the points of it. And that was, it would be on his website and one of the last books that he did. So there is, a lot of people were giving it to their physicians because it's very easily and quickly read.
All right, fine. And Dr. Roberts' website, you can get to that on the internet?
Yes, that's www.sunscentpress.com. If you can't remember that, another one of his URLs is aspartameispoison.com.
Aspartameispoison.com.
That's where you can get it.
It is poison, ladies and gentlemen. And they are intentionally poisoning the American people, and not only with aspartame, but with many things. But for a subject this morning, aspartame, Sydney, this was actually approved during the Reagan administration. Lots of money was put out. They put their man in charge of the FDA, and he stayed there long enough to get the aspartame approved. And then what did he do? He retired and got, what, $1,000 a week or $1,000
a day? $1,000 a day on a 10-year contract. That was his reward.
They do. There's big money in this. How would you like to get $1,000 a day for 10 years? And that's just what happened. The guy who went into the government, it was in the FDA, got the aspartame approved, and then immediately resigned. It was all about getting it. But you see, it's more than simply the profit. This is having a terrible effect on the health of the American people. So what are some of the things that it does? Could you list the deleterious effects of the aspartame for our listeners?
Okay. First of all, in 1986, they took this all the way to the Supreme Court to ban it because so many people were going blind and so many people were having seizures. And the information I got is that they got to the judge. So it seems like no matter what you do, they're there to block it. But a lot of people, because it's subtle, think that, well, this is, I'm aging, you know, losing their eyesight. It causes, as Dr. Roberts calls it, junk bucket, diagnosis with fibromyalgia. It hardens the synovial fluid. And with all the other chemical mess, causes people not to be able to walk very well, precipitates diabetes, causes hyperthyroidism, causes hypothyroidism, headaches, is number one on the FDA list. And let's see, two is dizziness, blindness is on there. And you can get that right off my website. You may have it too, Dr. Stan. Is the FDA report, which it causes male sexual dysfunction. That's on there. The book has more of the problems than the FDA report. Dr. Roberts says that there is a lot more in there. But you see people, when they get off of it, like Corey Brackett, they walk out of wheelchairs when there's still enough time. And one of the worst studies done to show you how dangerous it is was Dr. Alamany's study, the TROCO study, which shows that aspartame embalms living tissue and damages DNA. The other thing people do not know is that once they use it, they are usually chemical hypersensitive throughout their life. So if they get off of it and a year later accidentally get some aspartame, I've seen them go into anaphylactic shock. So that's how important it is to get the word out, because even the doctors in the emergency room would not know why they were having these kind of problems.
Well, our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524 if you have a question for Betty. But this is an important subject. We have to keep coming back to it. It's so easy to forget. It's so easy. Somebody just go ahead and live your life. Unfortunately, there are people who are intent upon poisoning the American people. They're doing a good job of it. They know what they're doing. But of course, the thing is that the drug companies, the people who produce aspartame, are able to bribe people at the highest levels of government, fantastic amounts of money involved, and so the aspartame is addicting, and so people are on it. They don't want to get off of it, and it is destroying their health and destroying the minds and hearts of our children. Why do they put it in chewing gum?
Well, one thing, it's addictive, but the chewing gum is the very worst because It works like nitroglycerin under the tongue. It's a neurotoxin. So it goes through saliva straight to the brain. And I was talking to Dr. Walton two or three days ago, and he said that there is no gum out there anymore that doesn't have it in there, even if it's not on the label. So this is what's so serious, is that you just have to give up gum altogether. However, just like sugar company is making one that doesn't have aspartame in it, but they had to build their own machine to do it. They said that it was not like using the machine for unsafe gum, but when they have this done, they'll be able to provide chewing gum that can't harm you and has fiber in it and is good for children. So it's a little late coming, but it will be there.
Now, is the safe chewing gum available now or not?
Well, it's not available now. They've made it because they sent me some samples, and it tasted wonderful. So it's just a matter of marketing. And like I said, they couldn't use the machines that put out the unsafe gum, so they're building their own. And also, they have made these wonderful drinks for school to get children not to drink diet soda, that they have different organic fruits in them. And they've come out with cookies that you would think were made of sugar, but only have that fiber in it. So they just have so many things to make. But if they can make things that are safe, there's no reason why corporations have to poison people. It can be done.
And who are these people? Maybe off air you could actually give me the information. We could get in touch with them. Maybe they'd like to advertise with us. Because if they want to add, just the market, why they have to have means of reaching the people. And because that's what we do, trying to get people. And people who are concerned and certainly would be willing to get the gum and the other items that they're carrying. I think it's so vitally important people understand that they're poisoning our children. They're poisoning our children. They know what they're doing. And certainly the pediatricians don't understand. The doctors don't understand. The good people don't understand that they're poisoning our children today. Well, basically, Betty, now what about certainly over in England? I know there was an effort to try to get the aspartame out of the food in England. Did you get any effect over there?
Well, the story is still going out. I've answered it. And Dr. Millstone in England has done a very technical report on all the studies that they threw away. In other words, at one time they reviewed 55 studies, and EFSA eliminated those 55 studies because they showed toxicity. And so we have to go back to all the newspapers who's been putting out the press release thinking that they actually did review it. You know, the first time they had a review over there, it was called the EU Commission on Food, and they found out that there was no committee. There was just one person who made that decision, and that's why there is no commission on food, and they started the European Food Safety Authority. But half the committee have links to the aspartame industry, are people, corporations that use it. And so this was just outrageous what they did. Just imagine having a few fixed studies, and then somebody does independent studies from all over the world, and they throw them all out and say they will not take them into consideration. Well, those studies showed myocardial infarctions, heart attacks. They showed stroke. It showed how it precipitates diabetes and just many of these very serious problems that have come out in testing, but they just ignore it as if they weren't there. That's what they threw out. The studies on cancer, the studies on stroke, the study on obesity. So I don't know what they're going to do about it in Europe, but I've already sent notices to the European Parliament and the UK Parliament, the Scottish Parliament, because This is what happened when aspartame got approved in England the first time. It was done through a business deal with a Paul Turner. And then Parliament found out and had a big blowout. The study was in the Guardian. So,
all right, fine. Well, I guess it's Betty Martini. Our number is 877-254-7524. Do you believe this? I mean, could this really be true? Could they really be poisoning your children? 877-254-7524.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much more as you see the day approaching. This is Pastor Michael Golden. My wife Danny and I would like to invite you to join us at the Voice of Many Waters Congregation for a Mikra HaKodesh, a holy convocation, every Saturday, Shabbat, at 1 p.m. at 3J's Christian Coffee House, 21 North Parish Avenue in Johnstown. We'll be having praise and worship, fellowship, midrash teaching and study time, followed by an oneg. Check out our website at www.voiceofmanywaters.org. That's voiceofmanywaters.org. Or call us at 1-303-522-3562. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16. Fort Collins Radiator Shop wants to remind you that drinking and driving should never be combined. There will be many opportunities to drink during the holiday season. Plan ahead. If you're going to drink, don't drive. This message is brought to you by Fort Collins Radiator Shop at 417 Jefferson Street in Fort Collins. For all your radiator repair needs, call 482-6783. They have over 47 years of experience. They're family owned and operated, and they're on the air because they care.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Betty Martini. And, of course, if you have a question or comment, 877-254-7524. Could it really be true that there is an organized effort to poison the American people? Is there more to this than simply making a lot of money for the various companies that market this product? Is there really a population control program? Some people think there are too many people in the world and would be better off by having a lot of them die. Well, before we go on, Betty, tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you, get in touch with your website, get the information about this, and then, of course, the importance of reading the labels and anything with aspartame in it. Just don't give it to your children. And certainly learn about this. Help us get the information out, because, of course, we can save the lives of children. And the people by getting the truth out. Betty, how can people get to your website?
Okay, www.mpwhi.com. And if you scroll down, you'll get the report for schools. There's a banner so that you have information for if your children are in school, for the teacher, PTA, principal. And if you want the aspartame resource guide, which has the history of how it came to market and things that you can do about it. You have to email me at vidm19@mindspring.com.
All right. Well, we do have a caller. Who's calling in?
My name is Jean.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, Dr. Stan. I have a question in regards to Lou Gehrig's disease, or ALS. I was wondering if your guest could comment on the possibility of this being a contributing factor to it.
All right,
if there is
Betty,
anything possible to help a person who has Lou Gehrig's disease.
All right, okay. Betty, what about Lou Gehrig's disease, ALS, and is it possible to help them?
Well, it is. It does trigger and precipitate Lou Gehrig's. And Dr. Bowen has written about it. And the thing, when they get it, it sometimes mimics certain symptoms, and people have gotten better. They detox, but in the long run, if you have Lou Gehrig's and it's already precipitated it, then it's done the damage. But keep in mind that Dr. Bowen has had this ever since he at first came out, this many years, and he's still alive, and that's because aspartame mimics the very symptoms, and so he's able to control it because he's had it for 25 years. So there is some help there.
Do you have
okay,
a contact?
Okay, well, now, help with getting off the aspartame. Is there anything else that could be done that would be beneficial for people with ALS? Discontinuing the aspartame.
Yeah. We have a bad connection. I keep hearing myself. But if you can understand me, you pretty much have to go to a physician that knows it. In other words, you could get on my website and pull off the articles on Lou Gehrig. And then a physician would be able to help you more because he would know what drugs not to use that interact. And it would be on a one-on-one basis, but I've written about it for years, and Dr. Bowen has lived with it for all these years. But as far as detox, I think with Lou Gehrig, you pretty much have to go to a doctor and say, this is what happened. Here's a medical book on it. Here's some reports from a doctor who has Lou Gehrig's disease due to aspartame. He would be, in the long run, the one that made the decision.
All right. Does that help you at all?
Yes. Thank you very much.
Okay, fine. Again, our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. But remember, the breakdown product of aspartame is methanol and formaldehyde. There is no safe dose of either one of them, and methanol is extremely toxic as far as the neurological system is concerned. They know all of these things. There are well over 80 articles, professional peer review articles there that tell you how dangerous this is. Then why is it on the market? Very simply because the media is controlled and the doctors' organizations are controlled, and certainly the dietitians' organizations are controlled. And so very, very few people understand how dangerous this is. People say, well, they'd never put that into Diet Coke and Diet Pepsi if it was dangerous, would they? And, of course, certainly they would. Betty, has anybody ever tried to launch and organize a litigation, a lawsuit against these people who are marketing this deadly poison? In other words, is there any way we could get a lawyer to bring us a lawsuit? And basically, of course, this would be one way to get the information out and also to get some compensation for the people who've been so badly damaged.
Here's what we're up against. As a statute of limitations, number one, some people have, suffered for years. And there are some attorneys in New York that tried to do it. There was an attorney in Oklahoma. But when they sent in their big guns, then they dropped the whole thing. And I've been told that they're just the court cases are settled out of court. But what's so bad now is that you write a petition for ban, just like 12 toxicologists did a few years ago, and you have all these different bans, and they won't, the FDA won't even answer them, which is against the law. So that is the problem. They have to be, as one attorney said, they have to be like tobacco attorneys. They have to have millions and millions of dollars in order to fight the aspartame industry, which, and they said it would be like a third world war, you know, because they have bottomless checkbooks. That's one of the major problems.
And basically they do pay off some of the cases with a certainty of privacy agreement so that it can never be discussed. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, that's what they do. I know that I've spoken to a man who walked into the NutraSweet factory with a friend. The friend died. They weren't wearing protective clothing, but it damaged his lungs. And so he went to CNN, I was told, and that they made a tape of it. The next day, the journalist got fired, and the tape was gone. They followed him around for 2 years, I think it was. But every time they make an effort, there's something outrageous like what they did to him. He had a lot of friends working at the NutraSweet factory, and they said that they would fire them all unless he settled. So that's why things are so bad. I mean, the Joyce Wilson tried to sue while she was still alive. She died from aspartame. But in the beginning, all these attorneys wanted the case. She went blind. But then at the end, no attorney would take the case. So they get to attorneys as well. You know, you don't know which way to turn. But people are always asking about class action. And the only way that can be done is attorneys that, you know, have the finances to carry it through.
Okay, our telephone number is 877-254-7524. These people are above the law. 877-254-7524.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
Square Root Construction is pleased to help support the American Freedom Network by offering a high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990, Square Root Construction has been building high-quality decks and other types of outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. For your free consultation and no-obligation quote, give Doug a call at 303-517-8742. Or visit us on the web at squarereconstruction.com.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Well, Dr. Stan here, our guest this morning, Betty Martini. We're talking about aspartame. Our telephone number is 877-254-7524. And it is so difficult for the average American to believe that this could really be going on. I was simply pointing out You know, they certainly, it was just this last couple of weeks why they've totally discontinued the manufacture of incandescent light bulbs, or you can get it the fluorescent ones. Things only go up on the internet and look up a fluorescent light bulb hazardous to your health, and it produces cancer, all sorts of diseases. That's why they did away with the incandescent light bulb, because the fluorescent light bulb suddenly damage your health. They know what they're doing. And when I was practicing medicine, we had fluorescent light bulbs in the ceilings. I never even thought of it. And three of the wonderful women who worked for me died of cancer. Looking back on it, it's so obvious what happened. But at the time, we had no idea. It's so difficult for people to believe that they would do this sort of thing intentionally. Ladies and gentlemen, they know what they're doing. They just don't want you to know, which is why I hope you listen to our programs and learn the various things. And, of course, our guest this morning, Betty Martini, and Betty's on the front lines of this battle, as she has been for many years, to let people understand that they're poisoning our children with aspartame. It's in 14,000 products. And, Betty, so do you think that the average individual in America have any idea how dangerous these products are, do you think? I mean, certainly you've been at it for a long time. I know you. What sort of response do you get from the radio? Are you getting on radio? Are you getting on television? Are you getting exposure today?
Oh, yes. I'm usually on radio sometimes several times a week. So the word has gotten out there. But I was thinking about something that you said about Lou Gehrig's. The public needs to know that if they haven't been on it a long time, aspartame actually mimics diseases. But if it's already precipitated, there's nothing you can do about it. But that's one thing that would help is people like Corey Brackett, lesions disappeared. And as Dr. Walton says, that every patient, the doctor should do a dietary history before they get started.
Now, you said our listeners don't know who Corey Brackett was.
Brackett.
Who was Corey, and what were her lesions?
She was diagnosed as an MS patient with one of the largest lesions ever seen in an MS victim. In any event, she got off of it when she read one of our articles. You have to keep in mind that she was, she could hardly talk, she couldn't walk, and just getting off the aspartame, she's fine today. And when she called me, she said, a movie needs to be done about it. I said, well, tell me about it. She says, I own the film company, and I'm on my way to your house. So this is how Sweet Misery was made. I set up appointments with all the experts, Dr. Roberts, Dr. Walton, Dr. Blaylock, and the movie Sweet Misery was made. That's how it came about. So, you know, you don't know exactly how much damage has been done till you get off of it. The good thing is, like in eyesight, Morgan Rayford, said if it was your sight was still in the wet zone, that you can get your sight back. And I have seen so many people that have, it's gone to blindness and was completely reversed by just getting off aspartame.
Well, now, is this a retinal degeneration, or what sort of blindness is it?
Well, it's usually they get optic neuritis. And then you get macular degeneration, and then it goes into total blindness, because you've got free methyl alcohol, just like during Prohibition. And that's the reason they tried to ban it in 1986. So many people were going blind. And if they just knew, so many could get their sight back if they just would get off of it. Such as one woman came to my house one day, and she said, I was blind, and now I can see. And all it took was getting her off of aspartame. So people should know that aspartame mimics many things on one hand, but it can precipitate it, and the damage is done.
And yet, of course, with some cases of blindness, people have actually gotten well getting off of aspartame. This is an amazing, amazing story, and we keep coming back to it because we want you out, at least in our listening audience, to know, and hopefully you'll go ahead and get started talking about it. And can they pull those 82 articles down off your website, Betty?
They have, when you go to my website, there is a button at the top of the page that says scientific peer-reviewed research, and some of them are in there. And it'll have the titles and who did the studies, and it might take a while to find out how many there are because there's been so many studies. But it's interesting that almost 100% of all independent studies show the problems aspartame causes. So it's all a matter of public record. I'm just wondering what ESSA is going to do in Europe when everybody finds out they threw away the evidence.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's so vitally important. You know, you talk about it. It's one of a myriad of things that we need to understand because they're poisoning the water and they're poisoning the air and they're poisoning our children, and few people care, and they're poisoning us in the forest. They're poisoning our food. They know exactly what they're doing, and yet the average individual can find it impossible to believe these things couldn't be going on. Well, you can go to Betty's website, get the scientific articles. You need to get our material and understand it's not imaginary, it's real. Parting thought, Betty, we're just about through the time.
Okay, well, if anybody needs help, we have an aspartame information list, and if they email me at BettyM19@manspring.com, then I can help them there, and we'll send back the resource guide that gives them something in black and white that they can pass on to others.
Remember, the name is Betty Martini. Go to her website, get her information. Betty has dedicated her life to getting the information out, and you have to help her. Well, we'll be back in just a moment. Betty, God bless. Thanks for being with us. We'll be back in a moment to wrap up the program.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13.
The holiday season is meant to be a time of joy. However, when tragedy occurs, it can be the saddest of times. Many traffic fatalities are caused by a drunk driver. Remember the three C's of safety: caution, courtesy, and common sense. Safe and sober driving is everyone's responsibility. That's from El Dorado Mexican Grill at 18984 Country Road 51 in LaSalle. Community integrity is what keeps our area strong, and they're proud to be working with this station to keep the spirit going, and they're wishing everyone a joyous and safe new year.
Western Stone Company takes this time out to recognize and salute the men and women in uniform around the world standing tall for our political and economic freedom. This holiday season, let's remember them in our thoughts, prayers, and letters from home. Their efforts abroad and our support at home keep America strong. That's from Paul and his family and the professionals at Western Stone Company, serving our listening area with quality service, reliability, and integrity. Call 303-823-6404. That's 303-823-6404. They're on the air because they care about our troops.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Divinity, is primarily listener-supported. If you're positioned to help us, we'd love to hear from you because we have to maintain our network of stations across America. We're 5 hours a day, 5 days a week, we're able to get the truth out. And we If you'd like to become part of the Radio Liberty family of supporters, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And remember, of course, everything is done to make us believe that America is under attack from terrorism or from communism or from this or that. We're under attack from within by evil and wicked people who want to destroy the infrastructure of our society. They want to cut back on our use of electricity. They're doing it. They want to now redefine how electricity is used. And if we use our washing machine at midnight, the electricity won't cost us so much. Use it during the daytime. They're running the cost up. They're driving up the cost of electricity. Why are they doing that? Well, very simply, they want to lower our living standards here in America. They have an intense hatred of humanity. And certainly, if you'd like to know more about aspartame, we have a 4-CD set of interviews on aspartame. And then, of course, we carry the DVDs on Sweet Remedy, Sweet Remedy, and they're available. There are two of them put out by the state by Corey Brackett. And Sweet Misery and Sweet Remedy. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. We used to carry Dr. Robert's little book. You could call our 800 number and see if we have it. Or we have to give up carrying books because some of them just don't move. But, of course, you need to get the information through our 4-CD set, through the DVDs we have, available by calling 1-800-544-8927. And just ask if you have other DVDs. As I remember, we had another one as well. You need to have the information, anything that we have produced. You have our permission to copy and duplicate and get out across America, because we have to get people to understand they're poisoning our children. They know exactly what they're doing. Again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. It's radioliberty.com. You can go there. You can listen to our radio programs. You can watch our DVDs. You can read our newsletters. We have all sorts of sessions of things up there on my treatise on population control, my treatise on the Georgia Guidestones. We have a new section. It's just other DVDs or other videos on the internet down there, certainly where you can listen to our radio program. But we suggest you go there, and we post new things there every day or two, which we think are important for you to read and then to tell others about. And your job is to listen to our programs, get the information, and talk about it. And we have to let the American people understand that they're poisoning their children. They know what they're doing. This is part of a truly diabolical program. It's part of the population control program, because they really do intend to kill off the vast majority of the people in our country and throughout the world. That's what the AIDS epidemic is all about. Of course, that's primarily aimed at blacks, and blacks and homosexuals. They know what they're doing. They just don't want you to know. Our number 1-800-544-8927. Until tomorrow at the same time, start to stand. Good night. May the Lord be with you.